For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is WrestleMania week, and I am happy to welcome my guest for today. He is going head-to-head against Shane McMahon inside a steel cage match, night one of WrestleMania. Ladies and gentlemen, the monster amongst men, Braun Strowman. What's up, Braun?
Hello, hello. I'm sitting out on my balcony in Tampa, and the service ain't the greatest, as you can see, but there's a really cool boat pulling in down here, but... yeah, just getting down here into Tampa, getting ready to kick WrestleMania week off. And man, I can't wait.
Well, the view is fantastic. And speaking of WrestleMania, you know, I have to kick right off with the fact that we are finally having people once again in the audience. How do you feel knowing that we're actually going to have fans at WrestleMania this year?
Oh, man. Knowing that it's been over a year since the WWE Universe has been in attendance, I am chomping at the bit to go out there, hear my music hit, see 25,000 people throw their arms over there and roar with the monster. Man, it is, people don't understand. I'm not the only one that feels this way. Like, this has been tough. It's been a tough year wrestling with nobody there. Everything hurts more. It's more demanding, more physical, more mental, everything, just to be able to come out there and get lost in the moment. And I apologize if this is loud. I don't know how loud that boat is.
No, you're good. You're good.
Okay. Just get caught up in the moment. And my whole thinking is just, wow. As crazy of a year we've had to have the universe back, let's go.
I love this, exactly. And it's so crazy because I almost wondered, like, had you already gotten used to, like, working in the Thunderdome and now going into, you know, having an audience? Does it sort of feel weird? Or are you just like, let's do it now?
Nope, I refused to get used to the Thunderdome because I knew we weren't going to stay that way. I knew we were going to get fans back. It was just temporary. We did what we had to do to get our show out there and continue to put smiles on people's faces. But now, knowing that the fans are back, let's go.
So now, obviously, we got to talk about your big match at WrestleMania, head-to-head against Shane McMahon, who is known for having some very spectacular moments. And then we have the steel cage on top of that. And you've also had your own very positive track record of WrestleMania moments. So tell us what your initial thoughts were when they told you you would be in this program with Shane McMahon. And how do you feel now that we're getting closer and closer to the date, to the moment?
You know, I kind of got forced into this with Shane. Shane decided he thought it was going to be funny and try and bully me and pick on me. Well, all he did was wake up a monster inside of a monster, and I'm going to show the whole world that I ain't the one to pick fun at. You know, I said this the other night, like, I'm not just fighting Shane McMahon to prove anything for myself. I'm fighting for the entire world. Anybody that's ever been called stupid, anybody that's been bullied and told they weren't good enough, they're never going to amount to anything. I'm out there fighting for you guys. I'm out there to show you that you're not dictated by what people say you are, what they call you, that it's cool to be different, that it's okay not to fit in, that it's totally, perfectly normal to be different. Embrace it, love it, live it, laugh it, have fun. And at the end of the day, I'm going to be the one standing laughing with my hands over Shane McMahon while he's picking up his teeth in the middle of that ring.
Oh, I am definitely excited. I'm looking forward to it. So now, Braun, I know we have a couple of minutes left, so I'm going to get in this lightning round portion where I ask you 10 random questions and you just answer them as fast as you can. So here we go. Are you guys ready for lightning round with Braun Strowman? Question number one, how hard was it to get the slime out of your beard?
It wasn't too bad. I was really quick to get back into the shower. I just went straight back in with my clothes and everything on because I knew if it dried in there, I'd probably still be picking it out.
Question number two. Shane has shown us your report card, but growing up, what was your favorite subject in school?
Oh, man. I liked science. You know, just science, figuring stuff out. I feel like, science. I don't know.
Very interesting stuff in science. Question number three. What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
That I could say openly in public. Let's see.
Oh, this is a good one. I feel it.
I've done some crazy stuff. Sometimes I wonder how I'm still even walking with some of the crazy stuff. I don't know.
Oh, I'm just like curious to know what the whole
when
list
I was
is.
Well, when I was in college, there was a place in Boone, North Carolina, up by App State. I can't remember what the waterfall is, but I jumped off of a waterfall that was like 70 or 80 feet up into the water. That's one of the craziest things I've ever done.
That is very crazy. I love that. Question number four. Who's the best wrestler you have ever worked in the ring with?
That's a loaded question. I've been very fortunate. I mean, I didn't wrestle anywhere else but WWE. And I mean, I've been very blessed to be put in the ring with the absolute best wrestlers in the world. I don't know. I can't really single it down. Everybody has their different traits and qualities. I'm just always blessed, you know, lucky to be the guy in there trying to follow their lead.
Exactly. Question number five. Do you Google yourself?
Here and there. I try not to be too, narcissistic on myself. Yeah. Half the time I just get aggravated when I read the stuff people want to say anyway. So I don't, whatever. I go on about my life.
Question number six, city or country you can't wait to wrestle at once again.
Say what that one more time.
So city or country that you can't wait to wrestle at once again when everything like opens up.
Oh gosh. I like wrestling everywhere. Madison Square Garden.
Perfect answer. Perfect answer. Question number seven. You've leaned up a lot since coming into WWE. So how has your workout regimen changed?
From when I used to compete in World's Strongest Man competitions before I got here, it's a lot has changed. More cardiovascular, more repetitions in my lifting. Before it was, how much could I lift one time? Now I gotta, run around and wrestle and freight train dudes over 30 minutes into a match, so I got to have a little bit more cardio. So yeah, it's just a little transitioning. The big thing was just cutting my calories from 15,000 a day to about 7,500.
Oh my god, I can't even imagine that. The 15,000 calories, that is insane.
Yeah, like I was doing mukbang challenges before mukbang challenges were a thing, and that's just how I ate every day.
That is incredible. You know what? There you go. I'm going to go ahead. Question number eight. Well, give us a rundown of what you eat in the day if you can.
Like right now I'm on low carb, still cutting down, getting ready for Mania. So today, let's see, I woke up, I had 8 egg whites. That was it. Then went and trained. Then I had 50 grams of protein powder, 25 grams of honey. Then I had a grilled chicken salad 3 hours later. Then I had another protein shake. Now I just ate 10 ounces of grilled chicken. And then I'll get a little bit of fat this evening in a meal. And then tomorrow I'll load up on the carbohydrates. I'll probably eat around 1,500 or 2,000 grams of carbs tomorrow. So hopefully I look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man on Saturday when I come out there.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Two more questions. What is something you think the fans would be shocked to know about you?
That I can lick my nose with my tongue.
Oh, can you really? Oh yeah, you can. And last question number 10, what songs or artists can we find in your gym playlist?
Oh man, I listen to everything. I believe there's two types of music in this world, good and bad. So a little bit of everything. It just depends on what I'm doing. Like I like to throw some what is it? House music, techno? What are the kids calling
some
nowadays?
Some EDM stuff, yeah.
EDM, yeah. I like to do that when I do cardio because it helps me, keep that faster pace up. And then when I'm moving heavy weights, so I got to go with the Korn or the Tool, Metallica, Five Finger Death Punch, something that makes you angry for no reason.
That's perfect. Bron, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with me today. I hope to talk to you some more in the future. But in the meantime, guys, do not miss out on WrestleMania. All right, guys, we'll see you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
if you enjoyed this podcast episode, please don't forget to leave me a super nice review and a 5-star rating. Plus, make sure to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @_DeniseSalcedo for funny wrestling commentary, guest updates, silly live stuff, and more.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.